We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wilson Alexander joining us now, covering LSU for The Advocate. Wilson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all today?
Good. So we'll size this up. What's your reaction now 24 hours into the news breaking that Brian Kelly is going to be the next head football coach at LSU?
It's still as jaw-dropping and kind of incredible as it was yesterday when it first, you know, buzz really started to build yesterday, and then you find out it became, you know, official and real, and that this was happening, and it was just still as incredible and almost hard to wrap your mind around then. As it is, or now as it is then, and but you know, it's just such a really impressive hire for Scott Woodward and for LSU, and obviously time will tell exactly how things work out. You never, you know, no one can predict the future, but it's hard to it would have been hard to hire a more accomplished coach than the one that they just found.
Wilson, I know that he is the most accomplished football coach LSU has ever hired. Now Nick did it beyond that. But Nick's resume wasn't what Brian Kelly's was. Bill Ornsparger wasn't there. You think back, kind of modern day, Paul Diesel, Charles McClendon. Those were assistant coaches that got head coaching jobs. You know, Coach O had a losing record at Ole Miss. Les had a good record. He was solid, did a good job at Oklahoma State. But no one has the resume right now, when you look at it, as coming in, like what you see with Brian Kelly. And a lot of people, you know, in doing different shows, they say, well, why would he want to come here? I think it boils down to certainly money always has a play. We can dismiss it, but it always has some play. But when you look at the talent pool in the state of Louisiana and compare it to Indiana, and I know they're a national recruiting team, but your base – that Louisiana per capita has just been unbelievable in securing talent. And what I did, I went back over the last seven drafts and looked at comparing Notre Dame to LSU. And Notre Dame certainly has a big advantage on the offensive line. They've had five offensive linemen go in the first two rounds in the last 7 years. LSU won. But where LSU got the advantage is – a defensive back, six for LSU, three for Notre Dame. You look at the wide receiver position, two for Notre Dame, four for LSU. At linebackers, three for LSU, one for Notre Dame.
Well, the moral of that story, Mike and Wilson, he needs to get the offensive lineman up north down here. That's what he has to do.
Or develop them better here.
Yes.
So I think that he looked at that similar to what Nick, I never forget Nick's press conference was, hey, listen, you know, Michigan is still the king in the state of Michigan, but the talent pool in Louisiana, he had done his research and said, hey, I'm headed down there. If I can build the levee and keep the majority of them, I'm going to win big. And that's, I think, what you saw Les continue for a while until it started to break down. And Coach O has done, I give him credit, he's done a really good job in the recruiting part of it. I think that plays a big part in a decision when you make a move, similar to Lincoln Riley. You're going to Los Angeles. They got enough cats there. I remember Coach O telling me you can fill 80% of your roster just in the city of Los Angeles and the surrounding areas. You can't say that about a lot of states to have that type talent, and you don't have another in-state school that you're fighting off.
Yeah, you said it all. That's everything that, I mean, that's every sort of, you know, positive that people see in the LSU job and what makes it desirable and what makes it widely considered one of the top five, if not maybe top three jobs in the whole country. I remember having a staff member at another SEC school tell me early in this process, they thought that LSU was the best job in the country for all the reasons that you just listed. You don't have to compete with another in-state Power 5 school. And there's so many good, particularly as you read off of the stats, skill players here. And that's what I think really the hope with it, when you look at how Brian Kelly's going to manage and build and construct the roster moving forward, will be that he'll be able to keep, ideally, all those incredible skill players, wide receivers, DBs, et cetera, who already come from Louisiana, and then go and add offensive linemen. Obviously,
yes.
LSU's got a couple of offensive linemen in this class, Will Campbell, five-star in particular, who could really be a, you know, potential, you know, game changer. Maybe.
I think Emory Jones.
In that class.
I think Emory Jones also.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got some guys, but, you know, the ability to win that position is not strong within the state, and for a few years maybe it hasn't been that strong within the state, be able to go elsewhere and get them and develop them. They've been so good at developing linemen at Notre Dame under Kelly's tenure.
Now, Wilson, we got a text here. You're probably on top of this. And you know, the stability of always winning. And then you look at Coach Kelly, what Brian Kelly has done, and he texts me. He says he thinks great hire. In 27 years of coaching, he's averaging 9 wins a year. And he goes, that's top notch. That's a long time. 27 years, you're going back to probably maybe Grand Valley, Central, Cincinnati, then Notre Dame, maybe not even that far. But 27 years, if you're winning 9 games or more, how can you not keep your job? Now, people might be spoiled and want to win championships, but that's a lot of winning.
It absolutely is. And I think that's really what LSU was looking for in this hire, and what it really likes about Brian Kelly is the word stability. I expect we'll probably hear Scott Woodward say something about that tomorrow in his introductory remarks, or, you know, maybe he won't. Scott Woodward obviously doesn't like to say a whole lot, but what it seems to be what they, you know, wanted to find and found here in Brian Kelly. You know, there have been some down seasons here and there. In 2016, Notre Dame went 4-8, but the thing that Kelly did that was so impressive was he completely overhauled a lot of things about that program, and then they won at least 10 games over the last 5 years every single year. One of the consistently best programs in college football. Obviously, the knock against him, like you mentioned, he has not won the big one. He has not gotten that national championship yet, but he's been close. And usually if you're close, consistently close, over time you'll break through and get one. It's hard to do it. It's really hard. But, you know, if he can have LSU consistently within the top 10, top 5, knock on the door of the playoff, you know, the things will, and with LSU's talent that it always has, I mean, like everyone says, the last 3 coaches won national championships, then – there's a good chance that he'll get one too, if not another, or who knows how many he can grab if he harnesses everything else he has to offer.
Wilson, do you think we'll see any of those players that he played or had on his team last year transfer?
It's hard to say. It's too early, I think, to say right now. It's also maybe probably important to consider those Notre Dame players. I mean, they might be going through it right now. You know, it's hard to say if he, you know, maybe he damaged some relationships kind of on the way out there. There was a report today that the meeting they had this morning lasted 2 minutes and he didn't take any questions. And that stuff can happen sometimes in coaching. It's not the first. Not the
see,
first
I saw where it lasted 11 minutes.
No, I heard 2 minutes too.
No, I heard 2 minutes also.
Okay. 2 to 11, yeah. Either one.
But 2 or 11, it doesn't make a difference. That's not a long time to talk to your team.
Yeah, it's not a long time, and that happens. And so it'll be interesting to see if Notre Dame players, you know, really want to follow him. We just don't know yet. It's too early in the process to say.
Now, Wilson, what about, Notre Dame, you don't know what's going to happen in the championship games and all the conferences. That just goes to show you that it's all about timing, and Coach Kelly decided, the Fighting Irish is not far-fetched. They could have been in the Final Four, but he looks at, I kind of reached my peak here, so to speak. That, you know, you play in a championship game, you get embarrassed in the postseason. It's kind of like Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. You're getting there, but you're not doing anything. And that's going to be weird if all of a sudden you have these upsets or what occurs in the rankings and Notre Dame's in the Final Four and they have whoever, interim head coach by committee.
It would be Marcus Freeman.
No, but the Notre Dame AD was on ESPN this morning, and he talked the whole time, so we're not naming a coach right now because they don't know who's bailing. So, Mike, they're not going to name him because they think he might be bailing. So, it's interesting because usually you have an interim coach in place.
Okay, if he doesn't get a head coaching job.
But that's, you don't know that yet.
I don't know that, but I'm saying if he didn't, he would be the guy.
But think about it. If Notre Dame goes into the playoffs, Wilson, and we don't know. We kind of do it by committee.
Okay, the same thing could be said about Cincinnati, right?
But no, they have a head coach. He didn't leave yet.
He didn't leave yet.
Yeah, he didn't leave yet. I think he would wait after this see the playoff situation.
Wilson, one of the things I want to bring up, because I think it's so important today, is the development of quarterbacks. And, we're starting to see it in this state more than maybe we've seen since late 60s into the 70s, of a ton of quarterbacks coming out of the high school ranks. I know Coach would like to bring in Tommy Rees, who is his quarterback coach, offensive coordinator at Notre Dame. I think that's such an important hire when you look at the young talent that's, okay, already committed, like a Walker Howard, and what potentially could be there for 2023. To me, that's a super big hire, that next guy that's going to control the quarterback room.
It absolutely is. You know, the narrative for so long with LSU was they've got everything but the quarterback. And then Joe Burrow came along, and obviously we saw what happened with him, and he was incredible. But they, you know, that's still that position kind of in that history that maybe they've struggled with a little bit. And so it's going to be extremely and vitally important. It's the most important position in the sport for them to get the right person in there to manage and develop those quarterbacks. And, you know, once they get on campus, recruit good ones, and then once they get on campus, make them better. Tommy Rees seems to have done a pretty good job with that over the last 2 years. You know, this year, Jack Cohen is not a world beater at quarterback for Notre Dame, but he's called plays to play to his strengths. That's been impressive to see Notre Dame's offensive improvement over the course of the year. The running game really got going as well. But, yeah, you're exactly right. LSU's got some young quarterbacks on this roster. You know, Max Johnson's only a sophomore. He's got a good bit of game experience now, but he's still just a sophomore. Garrett Nussmeier, of course, going to redshirt only those 4 games. And then Walker Howard, who seems like really a lock to stay now. I talked to his dad last night. They're excited about the hire. You know, 5-star coming in, and we'll see what else the future holds. That's one of the most important hires any coach has to make, and certainly here as well.
Now, Wilson, in your opinion, who's more successful? Because it's a big splash. Lincoln Riley in USC or Coach Brian Kelly in LSU after we're looking at this 3 or 4 years from now?
Oh.
Well, because of who you got to play in the Pac-12.
No, that's a good question.
It's a good one. It's good.
Yeah, because
it's what's interesting about this hiring cycle, though, especially the fact that these things were made, you know, like 24 to 36 hours, back to back, that those two are going to be compared and judged against one another
forever,
for years.
Yep.
And everybody, you know, like you're saying, 5 years from now, everyone's like, all right, which one worked out better? Who got the better coach in this cycle? And I don't know who it's going to be. I have no idea. I think both of them could have a lot of success if they harness what's available at those schools. They're both good coaches. And we might just say that, you know what, both teams did well, like in an NFL draft, which I know, you know, Mike would know a lot about about that than me. You know, maybe you second or third, fourth picks, you know, they could all end up being good.
But that would be awesome, Wilson.
What happens at Oklahoma?
No, it would be awesome, USC and LSU in a national championship. Whoa.
We get it in the opener, 2024.
2024, it starts.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
But what happens at Oklahoma, too? Because they are national power. No matter how you want to cut it, they still a kingpin in college football. And look, the grab bag of coaches. Man, you think it was bad over here. You ought to do talk show radio in Oklahoma of all the names that are being thrown out here. I'm just glad it's over with, Wilson. That's all I can tell you.
So am I. I think everybody's glad that first big domino has fallen. Of course, there's a lot to figure out in terms of what the staff is going to look like and all. But, hey, LSU knows who its head coach is. You don't have to worry like Oklahoma did, especially because now Oklahoma's figuring this out very late in the process. Like you mentioned, a lot of people who were potential candidates in this cycle have either stayed at their schools already and signed new contracts or now left for somewhere else. So if you're someone like Notre Dame or Oklahoma, you might be you know, I don't expect them to be scrambling too much. You know, those ADs are very, you know, been good ADs for a long time, but the pool isn't as wide or as big as it was. But you know, those are, like you said, have been such good programs for such a long time that they'll probably be okay.
Wilson Alexander covering LSU for The Advocate. Good stuff. Appreciate it, Wilson. Thank you,
Wilson.
Appreciate y'all having me. Everybody have a good night.
All right. We'll step away and come back to your calls next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.